Good morning.
Good morning, ma'am. Can I help you?
Yes, please. I found out that my e-ticket has my maiden name on it, and now my last name is different on my passport because I got married.
Let's see. Here on your e-ticket, your last name is Gonzalez.
But now my last name on my passport is Wright.
I'm sorry, ma'am. If your surname is Wright, there is nothing I can do for you.
No, you didn't understand. I'll spell my last name for you. W-R-I-G-H-T.
I really apologize, ma'am.
That's okay. Moreover, there is another problem. I'm heading to Barcelona, not to Madrid.
On your e-ticket, you are booked on a direct flight to Madrid. Just a moment, please. As you have a ticket in economy class, I'll have to check if there is any seat available. The fare basis is quite a restrictive one, as it is a promotional fare. A reimbursement is allowed if you pay a $50 fee.
So you're telling me that I'll have to pay for the reimbursement of this e-ticket?
This is the rule, ma'am. And you'll have to buy another ticket. I'm going to cancel this reservation, which contains your maiden name, and make another one with the surname Wright. W-R-I-G-H-T. Then I'm going to calculate the new fare for you. Please hold on.
Is it the only solution?
Yes, ma'am. You can't travel if your e-ticket and passport don't have exactly the same information when it refers to names.